Lakuta Sikha is Chelik Yudches, Parsha Kerach Sikha Beis, a summary of the Sikha. Part of the story of Kerach talks about how Moshe Rabbeinu Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, disassociate yourself from these people and I will destroy them in a moment. And therefore Moshe and Aaron responded, Hashem, the God of spirits of all flesh, if one person sinned, should you get angry at everybody? That was their response. What did they mean by Hashem of the spirits, the God of the spirits? What Rashi says, what they meant was that Hashem knows everyone's mind. He knows what people are thinking, and therefore he knows the difference between who the true sinner is and who did not really truly sin. What they meant is, there's another sikha in which the Rebbe explains the parable that Rashi brings in regards to this story, that there was a king, that some people sarchu, which means they, let's call it, they took a misstep in regards to their loyalty to the king. And since he doesn't know who is guilty and who is not, so he kills everybody, he punishes everybody. But Hashem, you know who is guilty and who is not. What they meant to say was, there are people that are the ringleaders. They are the ones that are truly rebelling against the king. And other people just get caught up in the whole thing. And it's true that they did take a misstep and they are semi-guilty, but they're not the ringleaders and they're not truly guilty. And therefore, you know who is guilty and who is only partially guilty. So, of course, you're not going to treat everybody equally. Find out who did the sin, or you know who did the sin, punish him, and that's it. What they meant to say was that Kairach, he was the one that got everybody caught up into this, but the rest of the people that were part of his group, they only got caught up into it, but they're not really guilty, and therefore they don't deserve that same type of punishment as Kairach. But the question is, that explains what they were saying. You know people's thoughts, and you can tell who is guilty and who is only semi-guilty. But why did they say, L'chol basar? You know the thoughts of every living being, all flesh. Generally, that we see from the Yerushalmi, that is something that is reserved for when you want to talk about the non-Jewish people as well. That you know even what the non-Jewish people, you're the God of all people, even the non-Jewish people. So why is that relevant to this discussion, since they were talking only about the Jewish people in this case? So to understand this thing, the Rebbe takes us on a trip through Hashgacha Pratis. There is, Rashi here says, you know the thoughts of people, and you know who is the sinner. And Hashem answered, yes, I know who the sinner is. Which leaves a bit of a question, because generally when we talk about Hashem's knowledge of the world, we say the general term that is used in Chazal is Goli V'yadua, it is known, not you know, it is known to you. So why here suddenly does it talk about you know? So to understand that difference, we understand that there are two different types of Hashgacha Pratis that Hashem has on the world. One is what can be understood from the word yadua, it is known. It is known means it's something that happened on its own. It's known to Hashem, but not that he takes a personal interest to get involved in those details. It's known because he knows everything, but he didn't take the effort to get to know it. That's one way of Hashgacha Pratis. And that kind of Hashgacha on the world, he sees the entire world as one big lump, not that he takes an interest in every single detail and the differences between different people and different things and so on. And therefore, there would be no reward and punishment doesn't come from that level, because he doesn't see the difference between, or he doesn't want to see, he doesn't take an interest to see the difference between one person and another person and this and that. So therefore, everything, he looks at everything as just part of the world, even though he knows it happens to be known to him what the details are as well. Then there is another kind of hashgacha, knowledge of Hashem of the world, which can be expressed from the word yodea. Yodea means he took an interest to know. He gets down into the details and he sees the difference between this person and that person and this part of the world and that part of the world. And from there comes the reward and punishment, because since he sees the differences and he sees the details with an interest in the details, therefore this one deserves to be punished, this one deserves to be rewarded. That's why here Rashi says, you know, which means you take an interest to know. Therefore, you should see the difference between who made the big mistake or who committed the big sin and who only got caught up in the sin. Since you know, you take an interest, so therefore you should treat them differently in the way that you're going to deal with this matter. It is well known that the Rambam holds, says in Meir Nevuchim, that when we say that Hashem has divine providence and looks at everything in the world, watches everything in the world, there's a difference between how he sees the human race and how he sees all the other parts of creation, the animal world, the vegetative world, and the inanimate world. When it comes to individual, to people, then he looks at each individual and he sees each one specifically and deals with each one specifically. When it comes to the rest of the world, animals and so on, he doesn't look at every specific cow and deal with every cow. He looks at the general population of cows and makes sure that they should be able to propagate properly and that they shouldn't starve to death and so on, so that the cow world will continue and so on with the rest of creation. That's what the Rambam says. And then he goes on to say that those people, people that are connected to Hashem in their mind, they think about Hashem, they're related, they connect to Hashem, so he watches over them in this way. But people, the fools, that and the Rishoyim, the sinners and so on, they are treated more similarly to the rest of creation, that he doesn't take an interest in their specific and particular needs, only in the general needs of the people as a whole. And the Rambam says, because they are not watched in the same way, therefore things can easily happen to them. They are open to susceptible to harm because Hashem is not watching over them particularly. So according to this opinion of the Rambam, so then what did Moshe Rabbeinu ask of Hashem, that he should be looking at the differences between this sinner and that sinner, when the Rambam says that he doesn't look at sinners in that way? He doesn't look at the particulars. He just sees it as a general situation, and therefore it would seem that he would just destroy them all and forget the details. But truth is that this is not a question, because the Mittler Rebbe says that there really is no contradiction between how the Rambam sees Hashgacha Pratis and the way the Baal Shem Tov sees Hashgacha Pratis. Baal Shem Tov, of course, says that Hashem watches every single detail of creation, down to every single blade of grass. Everything is, he looks at and watches and directs everything in particular. How is it not a contradiction? The Rambam says that in the rest of creation he only looks at the generalities. And that Mittler Rebbe explains that there is two different ways in which Hashem watches over the world. One is Hashgacha Pnimius, which means you see the connection between Hashem's watching over the world and where it's coming from. You see that it's coming from Hashem. It's in a revealed way. And to be part of this kind of watching over me, that Hashem should watch over me, for that a person needs to be connected to Hashem. That's what the Rambam says. You have to be connected to Hashem to have a revealed level of connection, that Hashem is watching over you. Not that it's or the other way, let's just go to the other way. The second type is what's called Hashgacha Chitzonis, a more superficial watching, which means that he's watching every detail. He knows every detail, and he makes sure to take care of every detail, but it's done through nature. It all happens through nature. In other words, it's concealed through the natural process, and therefore it's not obvious. You don't see that it's Hashem that is orchestrating it all. And since you don't see the connection, it might appear to you that things happen to you just by happenstance, because there is no obvious connection between what is happening and you. And therefore, a person could say, Mitzauni haroi sarabis, things, bad things just happen to me. Why do they happen to you? Because they don't really happen to you. Hashem is making them happen, but it seems that it's all happening because it works within the starti pone, because Hashem conceals his pnimiyazdika connection to you in his conducting your life, and therefore it might seem to you that everything is just happening to you. So the difference really is Hashem watches every single detail of everyone and every part of creation and so on, but for those people that are connected to Hashem, the human beings that are connected to Hashem, the connection is obvious. The fact that Hashem is watching over us is obvious. Whereas when it comes to the rest of creation, including also those people that disconnect from Hashem, to them it's not obvious that Hashem is watching over them, and it's concealed within nature. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, they said to Hashem, "You are the God that watches over all flesh," which means even when it comes to a non-Jew, the rest of creation, you are watching specifically, even though it's not obvious, but you are taking an interest and you know what's happening with everyone. So why, when it comes to these people over here, why are you, even though they are sinners, but why aren't you, should be making a determination of who is guilty and who is not guilty? You don't look at them as a big one big group. You have to look at the details. It might not be obvious to everybody that you're going to be looking at it, or that you look at things like that, but you do. So therefore you should be watching over it. You should be seeing who's guilty and who's only semi-guilty. And to conclude, the Rebbe makes a very big difference that this is only true, even though there is a certain type of the Rambam says that there is even a Jew that commits sins and disconnects from Hashem. Hashem conceals himself, but there is still a fundamental difference in between the way Hashem watches over the Jewish people as opposed to the way he watches over the non-Jews. By a non-Jew, where does Hashgacha Pratis come from? It comes from Shem Elokim, from the name of Hashem associated with the world, with nature, and therefore everything that Hashem does for the whole world other than the Jewish people comes through Shem Elokim. That's where it comes from. It's all concealed within nature. By a Jew, in essence, every Jew is connected to Havayah. It comes from the Pnimius, which means from Havayah. It's just that when a Jew commits sins and disconnects from Hashem, so then Havayah starts working through Shem Elokim, conceals itself in the mask of Shem Elokim, and therefore you lose your obvious connection to Havayah, but the connection is still there. Which is what is meant by the words Vistarti Panai. I will conceal that you are really connected to my inner core, to Hashem's inner core through Shem Havaya. That will be concealed, but it's still there. And therefore, when Hashem conceals the fact that you are essentially connected to Him, this leaves a Yid with a terrible feeling. I have disconnected from Hashem. And it brings to the greatest tshuva possible. When you feel you've hit rock bottom, where you're completely disconnected from Hashem, that will call out a greater degree of tshuva, even than if there was a certain closeness to Hashem. And that's what Hashem answered to Moshe, that I know who sinned, and I will make known who sinned, which means that Hashem said, I will make it obvious that I know and that I took care to make sure that the people, since they are Jewish people, that to make the difference between those who truly sinned, the one who truly sinned, and the people that were only caught up with it, because I do look at the details and I will even make it known. In other words, the Shem Havaya, the fact, the particular, the Hashgacha Pratis of Hashem to the Jewish people will be known to everyone, it will be revealed, and I will no longer conceal it, at least for that case.